Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's pizza time here on Food Friday, and you know, it could be as simple as bread, sauce, and cheese, or you can spice it up with gourmet toppings and fire it up in a special oven. Are you a fan of New York style or Chicago style? Do you like extra cheese or anchovies, thick crust or thin? When it comes to pizza, you have a lot of options. We have an expert pizza maker in the house today. Boy, do we ever. Rocco DeFazio opened up DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy in 1989. It has since won numerous Best of Awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings and artisanal crusts. Rocco is an expert in Italian food. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. He's a Siena College grad and a former science teacher. Rocco, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here after a fun drive.
Thank you so much, Ray, and congratulations on your fun drive. And
thanks for bringing lunch today, man. Really good. It didn't last long, let's put it that way.
I didn't think so.
Number to call here if you have a question for Rocco DeFazio or you want to weigh in on your favorite kind of pizza or Italian food is 800-348-2551. It's 1-800-348-2551. You can also post your comments on Facebook, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. If I say the fun drive number a couple times today, you're going to have to cut me a little slack. I mean, it just ended at 9 o'clock this morning, so we'll do what we can. You'll need headphones. I gave them to you. If they're too loud, let me know. We're very loose here today.
Is perfect. That
all right?
Good.
Okay, so first of all, you didn't really bring food today, but you brought it for lunch, and so we had the delicious Strombolis, and it was so good. And so the crust that you use there, is that the same crust that you
That's
make a pizza?
That's our pizza crust, yes.
Darn it, man.
And the reason why I made those was in preparation of this
program.
Yeah,
oh God, it was good.
Okay, because Strombolis are great for Super Bowl Sunday.
And I guess it's a big eating day, huh?
Second only to Thanksgiving.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you.
Mega eating day.
You know, we're big Giants fans in my household.
Me too.
Have been that way for
Fran Tarkenton.
Okay, and I remember Fran Tarkenton. And, you know, I grew up, my father was a Giants fan, and so it's big. And so when they made the Super Bowl in 2007, we had a big party. And my wife made something very akin to Stromboli. It was basically a bread, and she filled it with different meats and cheeses, but she made them in the shape of an N and a Y.
Go away.
A giant logo.
Oh, wow.
And it was great. It was good luck, of course.
Of course. It was a great Super Bowl.
And it was good luck again
four years
later. Huh?
No, that wasn't
that
wide
was 1990. Oh,
that was
you 1990. Got a good memory.
I was there.
Yeah. You were there?
No, I was watching the game.
So anyway, it's a big eating day.
Huge.
And even if your team's not involved in it, it'll be a big eating day. And listen, nothing I like more than ordering pies on
Super Bowl Sunday.
I mean, it's easy and it's effective. There are a lot of bad pizzas out there, though. How do you make a good one? What's the secret?
Starting with very good quality products.
Right.
Great dough. Don't buy the pizza dough from the supermarkets. Go to your local bakery or to a pizzeria that you like.
Yeah.
We sell our pizza dough to customers. They'll come in.
Right.
And use good tomatoes.
Yeah. Sauce, right? You know, you're not going to make your own sauce at home, generally speaking, right?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. Very simple.
Yeah.
Just saute some olive oil, some garlic, and then get a can of tomatoes, get, you know, some nice plum tomatoes, crush them, let them sit in there, season them, salt, pepper, parsley.
What about the seeds? See, I thought about 20 years ago, I thought I'd try to make tomato sauce.
Yeah.
I left all the seeds in because I had all these nice tomatoes. It came out very bitter. It was not good.
Okay. Well, then you want to get a crushed tomato.
Yeah.
Okay. Dilute it.
Yeah.
And use that.
Do you ever put like Pepsi in the sauce to sweeten it up?
Pepsi Cola.
A little Coke, Pepsi, something like that, a little dash.
Sugar?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
Never.
Okay.
Ever.
See, now, that's what I was told.
Carrots.
Carrots. I'm not making V8 here, man.
Carrots.
Really?
Get your carrots, put them in a blender, nice and mushy.
Yeah.
When you saute your onions, all that sugar, that fructose comes out. Oh, natural sweetener. Well, no honey, no sugar.
Okay, all right.
Carottes, as my father would call them.
No, number
you
to
got a lot of carottes in your head.
Hey, that's it almost sounds like you're swearing. It's 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is our guest here on this post-Fun Drive edition of Vox Pop Food Friday, and we'll get to the phones in just a moment. Now, okay, you didn't bring food. You brought it earlier, and we ate it 2 hours ago. You brought a big green bottle and a pink ball. What's up with that, man?
Well, I first want to talk about this wonderful water from Italy called Fuji.
Fuji, F-I-U-G-G-I.
Yes, Fuji water saved my life.
What do you mean?
I've had 3 bouts of kidney stones.
Yeah.
The last one put me in the hospital.
Yikes.
I was at stroke level.
Wow.
Yeah, this was serious. They had to put a stent in me because the stone was 11 millimeters.
Oh, that's a boulder.
They said, that is huge what you got there. And I went through the lipothrippy.
I don't know. That's
a machine they hook you up to, shake you like a milkshake.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Let's go over to Hoffman's and go on the rides. Go on the scrambler. You'll be all right.
And they said to me, we still don't think we destroyed that thing, so you're probably going to have to come back.
Oh, boy.
So in 4 weeks, I drank 2 bottles of these a day.
Now, this is just mineral water, right?
It's not just mineral water.
Okay.
Michelangelo used to drink this water. Hold my hand
together. Oh, come on.
Michelangelo. And he said it destroyed the only stone he ever hated.
Okay, now, bear in mind, Rocco, while certainly brilliant, is not a medical doctor.
No, I'm not.
Your results may vary.
But I did sleep at the local. No, but really, this stuff works.
Really?
Because I drank 2 bottles of that every day. When I went back for my x-rays, the doctor looked at me and said, I can't believe it. That stone is completely
gone. Well, that's amazing. It's amazing.
And if you go on YouTube, you'll see these people in Italy drinking this stuff, and they swear by it.
Fuji.
Yeah, and it really works. So if people have a kidney stone problem and they've used everything else,
all right,
Fuji.
Okay, our legal department compels me to tell you that we cannot condone this, but if you like mineral water, it's good.
It's delicious. It's really, really good, though.
All right, and then you bring...
Because I know a lot of people drink. And the other, my little pink ball.
Stick ball?
Stick ball.
I mean, aren't. Why?
Why? Because we do something every first Sunday in May.
Yeah.
To help raise awareness of the hunger problem of the homeless in Troy. And we call it Stick It to Hunger.
I like it.
And we have a stickball tournament. We have everybody plays, high school kids, college kids, guys in their 60s like myself who try to play still. And we raise thousands and thousands of dollars of non-perishable food items for the local homeless shelter, Joseph House.
Oh, who we've partnered with.
Who you partner with.
Well, that's really great, man.
So May 1st, I would love to see WAMC put a team together, captained by
me?
By you.
Well, I'll drink the Fuji, and we'll see we'll see if I can do that. You know, I haven't played stick, but we used to play it in my town with a tennis ball.
Where did you grow up?
In Del Mar.
Oh, okay.
So I drive by this spot where we used to play, and I say, hey, kids, it's not there anymore. Yeah. It's gone.
There used to be a field here.
There used to be a ballpark. Sinatra.
Sinatra,
all right. All right, let's go to the phones. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. Judy in Warwick. Judy, you're on.
Hi. I just wanted to know, how do you reheat pizza that you brought home from the pizzeria?
I love this question. Nuke it is not a good way.
No, never nuke it. I'll tell you what you want to tell your pizzeria. To partially cook and not cut your pizza.
Okay.
And we do that for a lot of our customers because they have maybe like another 30, 45 minutes before they go home. So if you tell your pizzeria, partially cook it, don't cut it. What you do, when you get home, set your pizza oven to 400 degrees, all right? And if you have a pizza stone in there, which is even better, then you just get your pizza, put it in on your stone, between 5 and 7 minutes, check it, and it should be like it just came out of your pizzeria's oven, and then cut it.
Okay. okay.
But what, now, Judy, are you talking about pizza that you've already had a few slices and then you put it in the fridge and you want to reheat it the next day?
Well, there's that, too. That's a good question.
Well, that, too, wrap it in foil, okay, and then just keep your sides open around it. Set your oven for 375 and let the slices sit in your foil. Or, again, if you have a pizza stone, it's even better.
Yeah.
That will take, again, 5 to 7 minutes at about 375, 400 degrees.
Well, I think the trick is, like you said, tell them not to slice it.
Partially cook, uncut.
And don't slice, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, okay, we'll try that one.
Thanks, Judy.
Okay, Save Judy.
Good night.
I appreciate
right,
the call.
You.
Yep. You know, and oftentimes we'll get a few pies. I was up at your joint. We bought a few pies, and we had some left over. I see my kids putting it in the microwave.
Oh,
and it's sacrilege because it comes out all soggy.
And chewy.
Yeah.
I mean, like rubber chew.
And we have to have a conversation about the proper amount of sauce on a pizza. I was talking to Dave Hopper, who used to be an engineer here. He's now the producer of Academic Minute. And, you know, I said, well, I like some sauce, but not a lot of sauce. He said, oh, you're an upstater. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, I love the sauce.
No, I love sauce, but not. I don't want it swimming in sauce.
I like it swimming in sauce. My sauce.
Well, I bought some pies from you, they didn't seem like they were swimming in sauce to me.
No, because most people don't like it like that.
And they're also cooked they're cooked enough. If they're not cooked enough. All right, let's take a break here. I love talking about pizza. I finally am relaxing.
And it's Friday.
Rocco DeFazio's here. We'll take a break. 800-348-2551. Your calls and more coming up.
Support for WAMC comes from the Preservation League of New York State, Albany, New York, announcing their updated website with more information about membership, grants, and loans, so our past has a future, preserveNYS.org. Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grant Street in Albany, New York, cafecapriccio.com. And Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer, offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com.
Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. The fun drive is over, and everybody who chipped in the lockbox and in the drive, thousands of people made pledges, and thank you. Gosh, thank you. It was a great fun drive, and it's nice to be back to regular programming, even though we're all a little shot. You know, we got done, Rocco, at
9 o'clock. I was listening.
And then we came
you.
And did the roundtable panel.
God bless you.
Yeah, it was like a dream.
It was very nice.
Thank God for Rosemary.
Yeah,
because none of us could string a sentence together.
She kept
together.
Me going.
Oh, she can talk. Yeah, she can talk.
Yeah.
So anyway, this whole pizza thing. Before we went on one afternoon, I was talking to Dave Hopper, and I said, I like sauce, but not all that much. And he said, oh, you're from upstate. So is that a thing? Is that an upstate thing? We don't like as much sauce up here?
Yeah, see, downstate, they just like slap a little bit on it, and then the cheese goes on.
Yeah.
But see, I grew up upstate. See, you go up to Utica, you know, the tomato pie.
Yeah.
It's 99% sauce. The cheese is at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, because your mom or your grandmother used to make the sauce with her homemade, which my mom did and my grandmother,
yeah.
with their homemade tomatoes. And that sauce was unbelievable.
And it makes such a big deal. The sauce is so important. Now, I have had more than three pizzas from DeFazio's, and I've never said, oh, there's too much sauce on this.
Well, we're perfectionists.
Do you put less on than you like personally?
Oh, yeah, because my favorite pizza is without mozzarella cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight
when
up?
It's
thin crust with sauce?
A little extra sauce. my favorite vegetables, which are sautéed onions, calamati olives, some artichokes, little sprinkling of some soppressata,
yeah,
and pecorino romano cheese.
Oh, that's nice.
But no mozzarella.
Interesting.
Oh.
Really? Is that something you serve, you make over there, or is that just for you?
That's just mine.
Why don't you sell some?
No, I'm not sharing.
All right, back to the line, 803. Oh, almost did the fund drive number. It's 800-348-2551. Linda in Albany. Linda.
Hi. I need to know the secret for making a good pizza crust. I have tried different recipes, different flours, different yeasts, and it always seems to come out tough and not the way I want it.
Okay. If it's coming out tough, you're over mixing it. You're mixing it a little bit too long. Maybe you need a little more water. Okay? And a good thing to do, too, is to cover your dough. When you're done with your dough, mixing it, put it on your table, knead it a little bit, and then put a cloth over it.
Yep, okay.
And you put the cloth over it, and it kind of warms up.
For how long?
10 minutes,
yeah.
And then start working it. Okay. That's what I like to do. If I mix some dough, which I feel is going to be a little bit too tough, I'll put a, you know, big towel over it, let it sit, and you just kind of like keep on pressing, and you can feel it heat up.
Oh, interesting.
Actually, feel the dough heat up.
Okay, thank you.
Linda.
I'll try that.
Thanks, Linda. Now, can this be a function of temperature, too? Too high, maybe, and having it come out tough?
Too cold.
Too cold?
Oh, yeah, because then it's the heat is making it. The coldness of the dough is...
No, when you have it in the oven, though. In other words, when you put the dough in the oven,
yeah.
She's talking about her crust getting too hard after it's cooked, right?
No, she was talking about making it, I thought.
Oh, well, who cares? As long as you can get it into the shape,
well,
right?
It's hard to... You don't want to work with a hard dough.
Do you throw it up in the air like in the old cartoon?
I could hit the ceiling.
You can do that?
I can hit the ceiling.
All right, we got to have one of those competitions. Okay. Next fun drive, we got to have to come in,
do a little display.
All right.
Acrobatics.
Let's go to Bill in Charlemont, Mass. Bill, you're on. Hello? Bill? Bill, bad connection, man. I'll tell you what.
You said getting pizza dough to relax.
Bill, we're not hearing you. We're going to have to try again. Right. I apologize to Bill. If you get back in line, we'll get you to the front. John in Arlington, Vermont. John, you're on.
Yeah, Rocco.
John.
John Backey from Arlington, Vermont, via New Haven, Connecticut. I've been
New
here
Haven.
45 years. I got a question. I went to school with two Bagnolis, Fazio and Peter. Now, I'm originally from New Haven, Connecticut.
No.
Are they relatives of yours?
No, we're DeFazio.
DeFazio?
DeFazio.
Uh-huh.
No, nobody.
Okay, so no relation.
No relation, sorry.
Okay, well, Fazio.
You got great pizza in New Haven, though.
Oh, yeah.
Peppy's
and Sally's.
You got Frank
Peppy, you got everything.
I know them.
Oh, okay, white clam pie, you ever do it?
Do I do it?
Oh, boy.
Come on, forget about it.
Forget about it.
You can't get that in Boston. Forget about it.
Boston.
You can't get that in Boston.
I don't know what it is. Let me tell you about Boston.
Tell me about Boston.
I just came
back from Boston. Is this bad thing you're going to say?
No.
I just came back from Boston.
I like North
and
Carolina
I love
pie.
Boston. Okay.
But they don't know white pie.
They don't know pie.
Oh boy.
It's not like Worcester Street.
No, I was there and my daughter said, "Dad, I'm going to take you to this really nice pizzeria." I said, "Okay." And my wife looked at me after we had a couple slices and I said, "Don't ever take me out again."
You know what the funny thing is in Boston? When you go down, you want a manjad.
Oh.
The bathrooms are across the street. You ask the waiter, "Where can I go to the bathroom?" Across the
across
street.
The
nice.
But I we love, don't have a bathroom.
I love the North End. And let me make one recommendation. If you go to the North End, it
yes.
was one of the best Italian meals I ever had. And it was
yeah.
Saturday night at Bricchio's.
Felicio?
No, Bricchio. B-R-I-C-C-I-O.
Bricchio.
Try it. It was delicious. But the pie in Boston?
No, boy.
No, no, no.
I think that could be controversial.
I think it's good. It's not Worcester Street, but it's good.
No. All right. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
Great talking to
you. Thanks, John.
Abundanza.
Abundanza.
A good one. 800 248-2551. Rocco DeFazio is here. We talk pizza and Italian food. So there are going to be some folks who say, I've had great pizza in Boston. You know that they're going to call.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? There's one there in the North End is good. But these foo-foo places they're opening up with.
Yeah.
See, everybody thinks because they're using a wood-fired pizza, they just discovered it.
Okay, man. You know, you're old school. So aside from Troy, what's a good city? I mean, Chicago, very good for pie. Different style, but I like it.
Yeah,
I've been there and eaten it.
They
have a nice section of town where you can get some good stuff.
Chicago's got great food.
Yeah.
Best Italian restaurant in the country is, I believe, is on 1 Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
And it's called, it'll come to me. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It'll come to me. 1 Michigan, across the street from the Drake Hotel. It'll come to me.
You know, they got great German food there, too.
Mexican, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. Sorry to everyone who is from Boston. let's go to Jack in Olive Bridge. Jack, you're on.
Hello. Hi.
You're on.
Have you ever been to Brazil to eat pizza?
What?
Have you ever been to Brazil to eat pizza?
Macaquito.
Well,
that's all I'm saying. You know what that
because,
means? You know what that means in Brazilian?
The reason I asked is down there they serve, when you go out to a pizza restaurant or something like that.
They put fruit on it.
Huh?
They put fruit on it.
Yeah, they bring the pizza around in individual slices on trays, yeah. And you can pick yours and da-da-da. But one of the things that really interested me was that they have dessert pizzas there.
Yes, they do.
Do you have any recipes? You have any experience?
I have a very good one. I have a very good one for you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's called a macaquito.
Okay.
Because I used to have, he was getting his PhD in aeronautical engineering at RPI.
All right.
Second generation Italian. His family was from Venice. Great guy. And he said, you know, Rocco, the most popular pizza in Brazil is called the macaquito pizza.
Yeah.
And I said,
what's it called?
Macaquito.
Uh-huh.
And it means little monkey.
Delicious. So you put the monkey on the pizza, and then what happens
meat.
After that?
No, it's bananas.
Right. Okay.
It's bananas, very thinly sliced bananas with honey.
Oh.
And he goes, that's a very, very, and I've made it for myself and my kids. And you could put strawberries on it. You could put berries, but it's bananas, thinly sliced.
Brown sugar, maple syrup.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's almost like you could do like a little bananas Foster.
No, I've had that, exactly what you're describing. Unbelievable.
Cool. Yeah, and this friend of mine from, great, great guy.
Hey, Jack, thanks for the call.
You got it, Ray.
All right, so here's my idea for a DeFazio's dessert pizza, all right?
Okay, shoot.
You got your dough, your standard dough,
meatballs,
right?
Meatballs.
You got some Romano, and then you just put drizzled chocolate on the top.
Oh.
Delicious, right? Maybe
meatballs.
Some onions? No?
Nutella.
Oh,
I got you.
All right, man, that's good. Mark in Hudson. Mark, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, my question has to do with onions in the tomato sauce or pizza sauce, whatever the case might be. And I come from the camp that I really don't like onions, so I really don't like onions in my tomato sauce. How do you feel about that?
Oh, onions are like my second most loved ingredient in my sauce.
Tomatoes, then onions, then garlic?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You want to caramelize them. I like to overcook them where they become like caramelize. It adds a lot of sweetness to your sauce.
Why don't you like onions, Mark? Do they not agree with you?
I just don't like them. I don't like the sweetness of them. I don't like anything about them. I really detest onions.
Wow. Onions are onions are a big part of sauce, unfortunately,
yeah.
I think.
Wow.
All right. Well,
I even like which I'll be making for Super Bowl Sunday. I do a pulled pork pizza for Super Bowl Sunday, and I put caramelized onions on it. Oh, my God.
That sounds good.
God.
You know, Mark, you're not from Boston by any chance, are you?
Stop it.
All right, okay. Thanks for the call. Hey, we appreciate it. You know, Rocky, speaking of Rocco, speaking of the pizza that is legendary now in my house, is one I brought back one day was – the General Tso's.
General Tso. Oh,
God.
Makes it a little Chinese with a little Italian.
That's a real good pie.
That's a
And I've never seen one anywhere else.
Nobody else does it.
800-348-2551 is our number. It's Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. And Celeste in Marlboro. Celeste, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Celeste, and everybody teases me because I make all the pizza for everybody.
Mama Celeste.
Oh, yeah, and I got it from my grandmother. My mother did it, and we loved a sloppy pizza with lots of sauce on it, too.
I see. That's it.
The thing that the suggestion I'm going to make for your listeners who maybe are a little worried about the dough, I happen to live in Marlboro. It's an Italian town. We have an absolutely wonderful pizzeria here, different than homemade, but it's a wonderful pizzeria.
Uh-huh.
So I go down there and I get the dough from Pizza Town.
Yep.
I bring it back. Yep. I lay it all out for a night. It rises beautifully.
Nice.
Then the next day, I put my sauce on it. I put my cheese on it. I put it in the oven, and it is fabulous. And everybody says to me, "How do you make your pizza? How do you make your pizza?" That's how I make it. I don't know. That would be good for you. Maybe not, but it works for me.
Yeah, I can see that. But you leave it overnight, then you put it in your
yep.
pan. Do you press it?
It rises again.
It rises, exactly.
Again.
That's
right.
That's a nice trick.
That's a
good one for people to do. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a suggestion. Put it out there.
That's
like
a good
it.
One.
Oh, and the onions in the sauce. I'm sorry, no way.
No way?
You gotta caramelize the onion now. You make your sauce with your garlic and your fresh parsley, your fresh basil, all that stuff. Then you caramelize the onions and you put them on top of the pizza. After.
I do that too, but I like onions in my sauce.
All right, Celeste. Well,
God
thank
bless.
You so much
okay.
for the call.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for that suggestion.
800-348-2551. All right, what's on your menu for the big game?
Well,
for
we
at
do
home.
We do a ton of different types of strombolis, which I brought today.
Yeah.
Like, you got four different types. You've got the eggplant, Florentine eggplant and spinach.
Gone in about 8 seconds.
The broccoli spinach with provolone cheese.
Yep, delicious.
Very good. The classic Italian with cubbyghouls, salami,
pepperoni. That was the one I went for right away.
And I did a new one today, which was a pesto four cheese.
Oh, I didn't get that one. You know what?
Pesto four cheese.
I got to tell you something. It was like a feeding frenzy. People just circled. All of a sudden, there they were, and it was gone. So I didn't get the pesto four cheese.
Pesto four. And we do sausage, pepper, and onion for the I'll even be doing one of my favorites is a Reuben.
Oh, sweet. How many people are over at your house for the game? And what time do I get there?
Right at kickoff.
All right. Fair enough. Let's go back to the phones and Jim and Adams Mass. Jim.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, man.
And you got four stromboli, you didn't even invite me. Even.
Hey, listen, I think I had
you,
I had 1.5 slices.
All right, I'm just asking, on that woman Celeste, what she did, letting the dough rise overnight, is she made a sourdough crust out of it, actually.
Letting
it work that long, the yeast actually
starts
got a little
ferment.
On the acidy side, a little, you know.
What Paul does over at Baba Louie's.
Yeah, Baba Louie's. Yeah,
Baba Louie's. Well, they do a gluten-free crust with spelt flour. I'm wondering if you folks do any gluten-free crust. And also, I read in a newspaper recently, either in Pittsfield or Northampton, Mass. area, pizzeria, they make a pizza crust that's grain-free. It's made with garbanzo bean or chickpea flour. Do you do anything along those lines?
No.
For your people who can't tolerate gluten.
But we do. We have we bring in a very good gluten-free pizza from California, which we've tried like four other ones, and we really love this, and our customers love it.
Mm-hmm.
Gluten-free is huge now. We even have gluten-free pasta from Italy that we serve. But gluten-free, and this is a nice crust. We don't make it because the whole place has to be gluten-free
entirely, all your tables, everything.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Berkshire Mountain Bakery gluten-free crust from Richard Borden's Bakery down in Housatonic, Mass?
No, I haven't.
You may want to try them out.
Cool.
I will.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the call.
Right.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Jim.
Appreciate it very much. Our number is 800-348-2551. Just checking with Zach, the engineer. Have I said the fund drive number yet? Came close, but didn't do it. It's pretty good, Rocco.
Very good.
It's not good. I mean, when you make that mistake, and what will happen is next week on the show, I'll be doing the fund drive number as well. It's really hell to get old. Let's go to Mariana in Shelburne Falls. Mariana, you're on.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
You guys are great. I supported you through the fun drive, listening,
thank you so much.
On.
This was a nice way to cap it off, is to have Rocco in the house. So
definitely.
That's cool. Yeah.
And I have a connection with Rocco.
Nice.
Rocco, I've known your brother Joe for
in Northampton,
so many years,
Massachusetts.
Like, I'm in Shelburne Falls. I used to live in Northampton. And
great town.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good pizza places.
You
but
do.
I'm from New York originally, so, you know, I'm a little
snobbish.
Biased, but pardon me?
Snobbish about it?
No, not at all. But I'm particular, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to call that snobbish.
Okay, fair enough. No, it's all right. I'm not judging.
I just made a pesto pizza from my pesto from the garden.
Ooh, love pesto pizza.
I have a Ciro and Sal's cookbook in front of me, and I was also going to make a comment about the starter. He has a starter for bread, which sounded like the woman who, you know, let her dough rise.
That's right.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Ciro and Sal's in Provincetown, Rocco.
No.
Or Ray.
No. I don't get out much.
No.
I'll get to Troy later.
Wonderful,
that's about it.
Wonderful place.
Yeah.
And I use this cookbook a lot. But I was just wondering, a friend, I'm sure I'm not a big baker of pies, so I guess like apple pies and things like that. But my friend brought over an apple pie, and what she put in the crust was, including the water, she added just some egg white, just the egg white part.
I've never done that.
What would it do? What would it hope to do, Mariana?
It seemed like it made it crisper.
Yeah, that could happen. I've never put eggs in there.
Yeah, I would not have thought of that for even for a pie dough either.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if you had heard of that.
Or... All right.
Can I make a comment, Ray, that Rocco's voice is very low?
Yeah.
Or soft? Or...
Oh, it needs to be amped up a little bit?
A little bit,
well,
yeah.
We're going to take a break here, we will jack up the gain as high as we can for the next segment.
Well, we love your brother, and I'm sure I'm going to get to Troy one of these days.
Well, you come and visit us.
I will.
And
I
you
will,
tell Joe
sure.
when you see him, I said hello.
I will, definitely.
Okay,
thanks,
dear.
Mariana. We appreciate it. We'll take a break here. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. 800-348-2551. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts. Planning and catering weddings, showers, reunions, and other gatherings, indoors or out, at the Curtis House, with three rooms available, or at a variety of venues around the area, gloriosaco.com. And Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, celebrating Valentine's Day with chocolate-dipped strawberries and chocolate long-stem roses, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville. UncleSamsCandy.com.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551. Once again, thank you to everybody who pitched in during the fun drive. What a great drive it was, and what an amazing showing in the lockbox and on the air, 4 days and just a little bit of a morning, and we were done. So, you know, we're back to regular programming, and nothing better than a Food Friday with Rocco DeFazio. We talk pizza, and the lines have been loaded, Rocco. You remember that restaurant in Chicago that you were talking about?
Spiaggia.
And that's the place.
If you go to Chicago, 1 Michigan Avenue, Spiaggia.
All right, let's go to Nina in East Hoosick. Nina, you're on.
Hey, well, it's great to have this show and great to be a member of the station.
Thank you.
First of all, what is the name of your pizzeria? Because I am coming to Troy, and I'm very happy to travel to get great pizza. That's question number one. And question number two is this. I've never made a pizza crust, but I can get a recipe, or you could give one over the phone. But can I make a thin crust that is close to a wood-fired crust? I don't have that kind of oven at all. I just have a regular oven.
Sure. The way you get a really thin crust is use a rolling pin.
Okay.
And again, go to your local bakery if you want to, or pizzeria, and buy their pizza dough. Did you want a recipe for a pizza dough?
Yeah.
Okay. I would recommend King Arthur's flour. Number one, their pizza flour. Let's say do 2 pounds of flour, a teaspoon of yeast, a tablespoon of sugar, warm water, a tablespoon of salt. Mix the yeast in with your water, and then slowly pour it into your dough as it's mixing, your flour and salt and sugar. Slowly pour it in, and then mix it for about 5 minutes.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate that. And what's the name of your pizzeria?
DeFazio.
And where are you located in Troy?
We're between Adams and Washington Street, 264 4th Street.
Okay, well, I have a reason to come to Troy, and I'm going to stop at your pizzeria. Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, Nina, open every day but Sunday. Come Sunday.
Having been there, Nina, you want to consult your map. There are a lot of one. Troy is a funny town for one ways.
Oh, yeah.
And you will find yourself exasperated and wanting to drive your vehicle into the river.
Yeah.
So, you know it. You know it. Yeah. You know it. That happened to me the last time I went there, so I am going to. I'm afraid I don't have GPS, but I've got MapQuest, but I'm leaving some extra time. But thank you.
Good. Hey, Nina, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Anthony in Albany. Anthony, you're on.
Hey, Ray. Rocco, how you doing?
Very good.
I lived in Good. This is a great show. I lived in Boston for a while. I'm from the Bronx originally, but that pizzeria is called Regina's.
Yes, Regina's. Yes,
okay, but I don't even think it's
the North
there
End.
Yeah,
it's not there anymore?
No?
You know, it's funny. I was out there back in November, and when you're on the Mass Pike, I think it's just before you see Fenway Park.
Yeah?
If you look over to your right, okay, it's between New Balance.
Oh, anyway, I know where that is. Yeah, I was just there.
Okay. There's a large Regina's.
Oh, there. Okay.
I think they moved from the North End.
But oh, right, they still got to be in the North End. I can't.
They
believe.
Might be. I haven't been down to the North End in years.
I don't see. Anyway. If I'm going to go to Regina's, I got to go to the one in the North End.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to the one next to the New Balance headquarters.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily right next to it.
I know. I know.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
My dad used to make a pizza with anchovies, nothing but anchovies.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
I remember the old timers, anchovies and sardines.
Yeah, exactly. Very salty. Man. Needed a lot of beer or wine.
Oh, definitely. That's why they would do that. Oh, exactly. I couldn't do it.
That's all right. Hey,
okay.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, thanks a lot for the call. Okay, so, you know, we talked about how much sauce is too much sauce and the conversation about that. How thick should a pizza be? How thick should the dough be? We have this argument a lot, both in the house and we had
thin
it in the news.
Thin
regular, or thick?
Yeah, that's I don't like that cracker thin stuff, which is the new foo-foo thing.
Yeah.
You know, they want to replicate the stuff from Italy, but that's different. That's how this place was in Boston. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I like it where I can pick up my slice and it stays...
Okay, here's the thing. You got it there. And one of my pet peeves about pizza is when it comes out of the oven too fast and you pick that pizza up with one hand and it all falls off.
All falls down.
That's a faux pas.
That is a faux pas.
All right, over to Charlene in East Hampton. Charlene, you're on with Rocco DeFazio.
Hi, Rocco. I can't believe you've had all these phone calls and nobody's talked about tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes.
I grow my own Marzano tomatoes in my garden. I get the seeds from Italy.
Very good.
And now, what kind of tomatoes do you use?
They're the best tomatoes grown in this country. They're done by an Italian family in Stanislaus County, California. And they're called Stanislaus tomatoes.
Why are they so good?
Because this Italian family, the Cortopassi family, are the only growers and packers of tomatoes in this country.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, they're the only ones that grow their own tomatoes and pack them. Everything else that you buy, or you could get some really good tomatoes, mixing with some not really good tomatoes, brought to one big fat, you know, one big plant, and they all dump them in.
Oh.
These people are really particular. Matter of fact, they are right now producing the best olive oil in the country.
Really?
Yeah. It's called
domestically grown?
He planted 1 million olive trees. And you know all this big thing now about the mafia getting involved in the export of diluted olive oil from Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's been going on for a long time.
Well, that goes back. I mean, that's kind of in the mythology of the.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you think, Charlene? You got any follow-up?
You also can get the Marzano tomatoes canned, and they're imported from Italy.
Yes, you can.
It's very, very meaty. But the thing that's amazing to me is when you grow them yourself in the garden, they're huge.
Yeah, they do get
They're plump. Like 6 inches long.
Yeah, they're nice and sweet.
Very, very meaty, yeah. And then I freeze some, and I also dry them in a dehydrator.
Oh, wow.
And then use them as sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, that's sun-dried tomato. Yeah. I make a great sun-dried tomato pesto.
So say the name of the people in California again.
Stanislaus, the Cortopassi family. Stanislaus tomatoes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey,
okay.
Charlene, thanks a lot for the call. Phyllis in Greene County. Phyllis, you're on with Rocco DeFazio.
Hi. I have a funny story about when my husband and I lived in Brooklyn. And being a Brooklyn Italian, Italian food was very important to him.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my gosh. We had a pizza place that delivered to our house. So one day my husband says, let's call them up, let's have a pizza delivered. I said, okay. So he orders the pizza, and he says, an extra sauce. Because, of course, he loved extra sauce.
Yeah.
The guy brings the pizza up. We pay him. After he leaves, we open it up. And there's sausage all over the pizza.
Oh, boy.
So my husband says, oh, they made what?
He put extra sausage on it.
My husband says, oh, they made a mistake. They gave us somebody else's pizza. I don't even like it with all this sausage on it. We said, well, we'll eat it anyway. A couple of weeks later, we figured it was somebody else's pizza. So we called up again, and he ordered it with extra sauce. Never thinking they were thinking it was sausage.
Sure.
We get the pizza. He opens it up. That's the second one. He goes, what the heck's going on here? What's with this extra sausage? Finally, the third time he calls up, he says, Senor, he says, I ordered two pizzas with extra sauce, and you gave me sausage on it. Oh, you mean extra gravy.
The gravy.
And that's the controversy between is it sauce or gravy?
Oh, I hate gravy. Gravy goes on turkey.
All right. Well, Phyllis, thank you.
The gravy.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Have a good
I like
weekend.
That story.
All right. Over to Chris and Troy. Chris, you're on.
Hey, this is Chris and Pete and Troy. How you doing?
Hey, good. Chris.
I am staring at the last slice of an artichoke chicken slice from your store today.
Nice.
Oh, that's a nice buy.
Absolutely fantastic.
Breakfast pizza, huh?
Yes. Our question was breakfast pizza. I had not seen a breakfast pizza on your menu.
No.
Have you dabbled with any breakfast pizza before?
We've dabbled in breakfast stromboli, and they're really good with the eggs.
Okay.
We might, you know, because we're moving to a nice bigger location hopefully this late spring, early fall.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
Where's that
going
to be?
Up the street, the old Vanilla Bean Bakery.
Well, I'll be darned. Okay, great.
Yeah, two wood-fired
ovens. What about the import shop, though?
we're selling the.
Oh my gosh, that's a landmark gone.
51, I know.
Yeah, boy.
But this is.
I order a breakfast pizza once, probably twice a month.
Really?
And
we might be doing. We might do it at the new price.
Yeah. All right, fair enough, Chris. Thanks for the call.
We'll think about it, Chris. We'll work up something.
Listen, we already got the dessert pie, right? You're going to whip that up with the meatballs and the chocolate sauce. And
the Nutella.
Nutella. Okay, fair enough. Let's go to Ray in Northampton. Ray, you're on.
Ray.
Hi. I've known a few people that were Greek. I have two questions.
All right.
The one is this. How Greek can pizza be, or why do Greek people
get into the pizza business?
All right, are you still there, Ray? I think we lost him.
Yeah, we did.
All right, sorry, Ray. 800-348-2551 is our number. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. Over to Matt in Slingerlands. Matt.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good, Matt.
Rocco, I have an important question to ask you.
Uh-oh.
Where was the best slice of pizza you've ever had in your life? You have to think back.
You can't say your own.
Oh, very easy. Right here in Albany.
Okay.
On Bleecker Street.
In a place or just, okay.
No, I remember like it was yesterday. My father always told me, you always remember taste, you always forget price. And I can taste this pizza.
That's good advice.
Oh, he was...
That's a good excuse to jack up the prices.
It is.
Yeah, well done, Dad. Good job. Smart man. All right, so anyway, Bleecker Street.
The three S's. It was called, and I bet people in Albany, if they're listening, if they remember this little bar, it was called the three S's, and they used to make this. They weren't even Italian. I think they were Ukrainian or something.
Yeah.
And they made this little pie, which was... really, really different and good. And I liked it because it was different.
Yeah.
They were like rectangular. Okay. But in Troy, my favorite was Matt Casale's Pizzeria right up the street from my house.
Okay. I have a small follow-up that this kind of ties into.
What's that?
So, to me, one of the most integral ingredients in pizza and in pizza dough is the water. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, I would.
He uses Fuji.
Fuji?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no, I caught that earlier. Got to get those extra minerals, I understand. However, so, my theory about this is as follows. First off, we live in a state that has the best water or quality of water, I think, in the whole country, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
I agree.
I'm not fact-checking. But anyway, so I believe, truly, that a lot of people that I've talked to, and now this includes you, Rocco, that everyone's favorite piece of pizza is from very close to where they were born or where they grew up. And
yep.
I think that is largely in part to do with people's bodies being made up of the water that they've consumed over years and years in that area, and that water going into the same slice of pizza. Think about it. Ask people from around different places, where's the best piece of pizza that you've ever had? And a lot of people will say, well, I like this and this and that, but my hometown's got this one spot that I'm really, really fond of.
Matt, that's amazing. You have a lot of extra time on your hands, don't you?
I like that theory.
I have eaten a lot of pizza in my life. I was so excited when I turned this on and heard you guys talk about it.
I love that theory, though, and I've not heard that one anywhere else. Matt, thanks for the call.
Great call.
But you're right. You do remember... good and bad. I remember in my town where I grew up, there was a tavern in the center of town. My father would go pick up pizzas when I was a little kid. This is early 70s. Worst pizza in the whole wide world. Square. It was rectangular pizza. It was like cardboard.
Oh.
My father used to have to butter it.
Oh.
Butter the crusts, man.
Oh.
It was cardboard.
Oh.
It was awful. And I remember it to this day. Let's go to very quickly to that Al hurts. In the Berkshires. Al, you're on.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm a Brooklyn boy.
Brooklyn.
And I remember running around Brooklyn playing as a kid, and if you were hungry, you had 50 cents in your pocket, you could pick up a pizza on any corner, and it was always the best pizza.
I
moved to the Berkshires, and the thing that fries me is watching people eat pizza with two hands, and the tip of it drops. in the front of them instead of folding the pizza in half.
They get a fork.
Which is a New York tradition.
Yeah, you fold it.
Of folding your pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the worst is when people take a knife and a fork to the pizza.
I saw Donald Trump do that.
That's
oh my
He's
God.
He's literally cringing here, Al.
A knife. When I see people do that with a knife and a fork to pizza, it just.
Well, on that unhappy note, we have to end the program. Al, thank you for the call. Rocco, quickly, the stickball tournament, how do we sign up?
May 1st, Sunday, May 1st.
Yep.
You could call me at 271-1111.
And this helps feed the hungry.
Hungry. We want you to bring non-perishable food items. Team members, we recommend 6 to 10 players.
Yeah.
Co-ed. Great time.
All right, I'll see if I can get a team up here.
Please.
I'll have to check with my cardiologist first. But, Rocco DeFazio, always great to have you here. Support comes from Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, offering full-service catering at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout Western Massachusetts. BlueHeronDining.com/catering. And Sutter Meats, King Street, Northampton, providing fresh local pasture-raised beef, pork, and lamb. Additional house-made items include rotisserie chickens, bone broths, bacon jam, and handmade sausages. SutterMeats.com. Thanks again for being with us today. Thanks for all the great calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King took the calls. Our producer, Jessica Blaustein Marshall. Again, thank you for everything you did during the fun drive. You people were wonderful, and we love you for it. On Monday, Alan is back in the big chair for a Medical Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm Ray Graff. Stay tuned now for news.